Now it's gone very, very glamorous in the studio, hasn't it, ladies?
Yeah.
There we go. Victoria Eiserman is a model, entrepreneur, animal rights activist, and a mum to five dogs, two of which Mika and Benji were born, or Benji were born in Romania and now are living happily in the UK. She loves animals. She's a vegan, turned vegan back in 2004. Victoria has participated in many animal rights campaigns with PETA, that's People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, and Animal Aid as well. In 2011, Victoria climbed, I can't believe this, Mount Kilimanjaro for children's charity Flying Kites, and in 2002 was contestant in the Total Wipeout for the BBC One, and you were on Big Brother on Channel 5. Now, your dream is to have your own animal sanctuary, as you love animals so much. It's lovely to meet you. Lovely to see
absolutely
you in the studio.
Lovely to meet you too, and thank you for having me at such short notice as well onto your show. So
that's
thank
okay.
You.
Just I didn't mention the guest earlier because I wasn't sure if Victoria was going to be here or not, but you've managed to come in. Now, we're going to talk about canine angels,
yes.
But I just wanted to ask you first, because I'm always confused with regards to vegetarians and vegans.
Yes.
And it's one of those, I don't know if other people get confused or is it just me?
You know, I think a lot of people get confused, actually. Vegans vegetarians eat vegetables and they don't eat meat. But vegetarians will also eat dairy products as well.
Yeah.
But vegans basically won't eat anything that is from an animal. So that is milk, eggs, cheese, obviously meat, fish. We won't eat anything that's been living or that is from an animal. So it's a lot stricter.
Yeah.
I became a vegan 10 years ago when I learnt about the dairy industry, because it's a very, very dark industry. But I had been a vegetarian since I was 6 years old. But there's pescatarians as well. A lot of people get mixed up. Pescatarians eat fish.
Yeah.
My partner's a pescatarian, so I'm trying to turn him vegan, but I'll slowly get there.
You sound to me, I'm just listening to your voice, have you spent time in Australia?
Oh goodness, everybody says that.
Because I could just hear it, because you're coming through loud and clear.
G'day, mate.
You've got to
yeah, everybody
accent.
Says that. I've travelled a lot with my modelling back in the day, and I have been to Australia, but for 3 days, so I doubt very much that I picked the accent up then, unless I'm very fast at picking up accents. But I'm from East London, so apparently East London sound Australian, so I'm but I do get that a lot.
Before as well, we're going to talk about canine as well. I wanted to ask you about your modelling. When did you first get into doing modelling?
Yeah, I wasn't liked very much at school because I was always quite vain and always wanted to be a model, even from a very, very young age. And I guess I started doing amateur stuff at about 14.
Yeah.
And then at 16, I sort of started getting paid work. I joined a local modelling agency. I think that may have been in Billericay, actually. And then at 18, I went and I started doing Page 3 and Glamour.
Yep.
And then I started getting TV commercials in my 20s, and that was incredible. So I guess I modelled for around 15 years. Mm. Absolutely loved it. Travelled the world doing that. And that was a dream of mine. And then I'm fulfilling my other dream, and that's having my own charity, Canine Angels.
Now, Canine Angels, we're talking about dogs off air, because I was saying that if I could have a pet, I'd have a pug dog.
Mm.
But unfortunately, because I work and I'm not in the house, I wouldn't want to leave a dog on their own, because
absolutely not.
We were saying about, there was a video online about when you go out and they film the dog, and it was like really distressed.
Oh, they absolutely fret for you. I think people don't realise. When you get a dog, it's a huge responsibility. Yes. And I think we all, I mean, I'm the same. You see a little thing, oh, I want that, I want that. And but you really should not get a dog unless you are there for that dog all the time. And some, like myself, I have five dogs, and people say, oh, my partner sometimes, they'll be fine, they have each other, but they actually want you.
Yeah.
So unless you can spend lots and lots of time with your dog, then you really shouldn't get one. Or you have a dog sitter, or you have your partner there, or your neighbour popping in all the time. It's not really a good idea to get one.
Now, how did Canine Angels start?
Oh, well, Canine Angels started, it was around 3 years and 3 months ago, I'm counting. It was myself, my friend Pola, and Annika. We saw a plea for a little dog on Facebook. I don't know if you use Facebook very much, but there's always pleas for animals. And most of us do tend to, myself including, have, just looked and not done anything about it. We do that all the time. We can't help every animal. But we decided we were going to try and help this one particular dog. So the plea was, can you help this dog? Can you send €40? You don't know who you're sending your money to, but I took a chance and I actually PayPal'd the €40. And it was, did turn out to be an incredible lady that we still work with now. And she went and got this little dog that was living in a cardboard box in a forest alone. I think it was a sister that had died next to her, the little dog sister. Yeah. So she got this little dog. She brought it to her apartment. But because she had already had, I think, six dogs in her apartment that she shouldn't have really had there, she said, I have to rehome this dog now. You know, can you help me rehome this dog? So we put the little dog that we named Angel on Facebook, and we were inundated with people saying we want to rehome Angel. And we sent Angel to live on a ranch in USA with quite an affluent lady, and we were just so elated by that. We said, well, we've saved this one dog. We were all animal lovers and vegetarians at the time, and, you know, just would help any animal, really. That we decided to start Canine Angels. And because we'd named her Angel, we thought, what could we call the charity? Canine Angels. And that was it. And it was what I've always wanted to do, really, but didn't quite know how to do it. We're still learning. It's still a learning process. You know, you don't have training on how to start a charity or how to run a charity.
But these are dogs you rescue animals from all over the world. It isn't just the UK.
Well, we did start in Romania, and we still work in Romania, but we also help dogs in the UK. We help the meat dog trades in Thailand. I don't know if you know much about that, but there's dogs there that have been eaten. We help dogs in Cyprus and in Greece as well. And in the last three months, we have rehomed 650 to homes in the UK. We have raised, I'm not sure the total amount, but it's hundreds of thousands of pounds. We've built a shelter in Romania, and we regularly send out medical supplies and food supplies. So it's going amazingly well, and I'm really lucky that I can do a job that's in my heart. It's something that I just love doing, love my charity. And we have a strong team of six ladies now who are all amazing. They give all their time up for free. None of us get paid. We don't want to get paid. And we see a lot of sadness, obviously, but the feeling of seeing a dog living in a cardboard box and then to see it treated like a princess or a prince sitting on the sofa, it's just the best feeling in the world.
And you've got five dogs of your own.
I have five, and I'd have 10, but I think I wouldn't have a partner anymore. I think he would move out, and there would be 10 dogs and me all on my own. So, I have five dogs, and they're the loves of my life.
Because we're in the UK, we are known as being, you know, the country of dog lovers. We love our animals. So what countries are kind of not particularly, and is it a cultural thing? I mean, you were saying about Thailand. Is that just the way that people are, that they eat all animals, actually warming towards, are people having
a difficult one. I mean, before I didn't really know that too much, I did think it was a cultural thing, but I also think now it is a cruelty thing, because there's a lot of people in countries like China that absolutely love dogs. They have a lot of animal rights campaigners now, especially the young Chinese, that they're out there campaigning all the time. So I think it was a cultural thing, but it's not now. It's past culture, if that makes sense. So it's the older generation. I think the newer generation definitely love their dogs and don't want that to happen. The Canine Angels have recently were invited to a parliamentary briefing in Parliament, of course, and they're going to put a bill through and talk to the different MPs in those countries to hopefully end the meat dog trade. So the fact that it's in Parliament now is a huge step in the right direction, and I'm really excited about that. And we're actually going back this month to speak about that as well. So I'm doing things as an ex-model that I never thought that I'd be in Parliament speaking with politicians. That's incredible, really.
So what else is coming up for you guys this year with Canine Angels? What other projects? Whereabouts are you going this year? Are you going
to
be doing much
honestly,
more?
Honestly, it's non-stop as Canine Angel. We are off to Romania in a few days. We're going to be there for 3 or 4 days. We're going with a couple of celebrities, and we're going to spay some dogs, because that's where the problem lies. Yeah. Is the dogs are on the streets, they're mating, they're having babies, the puppies are dying on the streets. We're going out there to see our shelter that we've built and see how that's coming along, and we're also going to go to the public shelters, that this one in particular, there's 600 dogs there that they're basically dying.
Yeah.
And we go there and we have enough funds to pull out maybe 10.
Yeah.
And it's heartbreaking. We walk around this concentration camp type shelter and we pull out 10 dogs. So we have that coming up. We are going to be at Pup Aid. I don't know if you know much about Pup Aid.
No, I don't know that, no.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. It's a really fun day out, but it has a serious message. It's if you do buy a dog instead of rescuing a dog, you should always know where the meet the mother of that dog.
Yeah.
Then you know that you're going to a real breeder. Not that I'm into breeding dogs, because I'm really not. But so Pup Aid is a fantastic event that we're doing. There's so much going on this year. We're hoping to do some TV, mm-hmm. more radio, and just more trips. And we are going to be brave as possible and go out to Asia as well, which is going to be the worst trip of my life, I think.
Yeah.
You know, that the dogs are squashed into little cages, and most of the time they die before they even get to the place where they're going to be boiled alive or eaten. So we're going to go out there and hopefully make a documentary about that as well.
It was funny you were saying about the parents, you know, meeting the dog's mother, because a lot of, I've had this happen to actually one of my friends that had a lovely red setter called Sasha who got ill. She was only about 4 or 5, had to be put down, unfortunately. But what they did, they went out and bought a replacement dog, and they got a replacement, they were housing a replacement dog, which was the same. It wasn't a puppy, it was a grown dog. And the thing was, you mistook the dog for the other dog,
yes.
and it had a completely different personality.
Yeah.
So it's very, I know sometimes when animals die, people do go out and maybe get replacements, but as you said, it's always worth finding out, because this dog was really aggressive, and where the other dog was fine to come up to your face and, you know, you give him a big dog,
yeah.
the other one was a boy dog,
yeah.
and very, very boisterous and just not the same, and he had to go back into a home because they couldn't cope with him. He was so boisterous.
Really?
Yeah.
My dogs, I have a really boisterous dog, but I mean a lot of that is about training as well. And that's another thing. I think people get dogs, especially when they get rescue dogs, I think you have to realize you're not getting a perfect dog, if you like.
Yeah.
You're getting basically a child that's traumatized.
Yeah.
So they're going to have problems. My Benji, I've had him 2 years and he still has problems. So that you just reminded me that there's one thing that we are doing that I'm really excited about, is we're going around schools in the UK and we're teaching children about responsible pet care and about rescue dogs, because I think a lot of celebrities, obviously they have a big influence on all of us in a way, but especially children. So we want to teach children that rescue dogs are cool too, and they're lovely too. You don't have to spend £1,000 on a chihuahua. You can rescue a chihuahua. I have a chihuahua and she's from the streets of Romania. So I was telling Karen that I had 250 children's faces looking at me the other day just wanting to know about pets, and I think it's really important to teach our children about responsible pet care.
We had the lady come in, her name's going to go from my head, but she's a fantastic therapist, and she came in and was talking about therapy dogs as well, which is another great area for dogs. They help people with stress and also people if they haven't got any confidence, because people always go out and stroke a pet before they normally talk to you.
They do.
But it works very well with people who might have you know, difficulty communicating with people, and also people have stress, as I said, depression. They're very, very good.
Absolutely, they really are. Dogs are just they really are geniuses. They're amazing. You know, we use them for sniffing out things at the airport. Dogs for the blind.
Yep.
Dogs for therapy dogs.
Yep.
Firefighters in the army. I mean, they do absolutely everything. Yep. They're incredible animals. And I'm reading a book at the moment that my friend gave me, The Genius of Dogs. And it said in there that they're the only animal that's actually all over the world.
Yeah.
You think about it. Certain animals are only in certain countries or certain places. Dogs are everywhere.
Yeah.
So that's pretty genius.
And you know what this dog could do? Apparently, he could take the cash point machine card and put it in and actually withdraw cash. I mean, you're joking. I'm being serious. I'm being serious.
That's quite scary.
It's a therapy dog. Well, we wouldn't get
money out of
my
bank. I have five dogs. Well, yeah, exactly. I don't have any money anyway.
Who's so, taking £100 out of my account?
Exactly. It's the dog barking mad.
Now, if you want to find out more, you can go to the website, which is k-9angels.org.
That's correct.
You're on Twitter as well, and Facebook, and YouTube. And if people wanted to sponsor a dog, do you do sponsorship for dogs as well? Have you got dogs?
Yeah, we have. You can donate. You can donate on a regular basis, or just whenever you can, or you can afford it. We are starting where you sponsor a particular dog. We haven't set that up at the moment, because that takes a person to do that full time. But you can adopt, you can foster, share our page. There's so many ways of helping. I'm cycling 400 miles this year, so I can raise more funds for Canine Angels. You can be a fundraiser if you like, have a coffee tea morning. There's so many things that you can do. I always say that, you know, one person can't do everything, but everybody can do something.
Yeah, well, you've done a great job, and girls have got a fantastic charity, k-9angels.org, if you want to find out more. Thanks very much to Victoria, who's looking lady as well.
Oh, thank you. You're so kind.
I love your nose. I've got a terrible thing about my nose. I'm going to have it done. I am going to have it done. Somebody can smack me in it, I think, with a hammer.
There's nothing wrong with your nose.
No, it's sort of growing all over my face at the moment. Right, 12:19. Don't forget, we'll put those details up at the end of this interview as well, and on Twitter too. What's your Twitter account?
Oh, goodness.
Oh, see, I always do this with my guests. Let me just click on it. I shall tell you what it is. Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'll click on this little bit here. Let me go. It's the Canine Angels on Twitter.
There you go. It's that simple, isn't it?
There we go. Right, 12:19, here's Madness with House of Fun.